NYC. So we were just talking to the president of the American Museum of Natural History here in New York. You can go to that history, to that Museum of Natural History, because it's not part of the federal government. I'm just seeing on the AP here that the Smithsonian Museums, if you're in D.C., are closed. That's the various Smithsonians and the National Zoo, all closed. Outside the Capitol and its adjacent visitor center early today, there were no signs warning tourists that they wouldn't be admitted for the usual tours. But a Capitol police officer standing outside an entrance said he would be breaking the bad news to the visitors to the Capitol. Even the White House is operating with a skeletal staff, the AP tells us, including household workers taking care of the First Family's residence and presidential aides working in the West Wing. A groundskeeper working outside at daybreak said he was doing a job normally handled by four workers. So that's a little bit of what's happening in D.C. right now. How's the shutdown of non-essential federal services affecting you? Are you a federal employee at home today in the New York area hosting tourists wanting to visit the Statue of Liberty? Sorry, closed. What effects have you seen already of this first federal shutdown in 20 years in our area? Call us up. Report in. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. Some of the many of you who are furloughed right now from the EPA local region, maybe some of you are listening and you want to call up and tell us what part of the environment you are now not protecting. 212-433-9692. And to help us survey the impact on our area is WNYC Business and Economics Editor Charlie Herman. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Brian.
First of all, I see that the stock markets are being calm and carrying on.
Everything seems to be going okay for right now. Yep. Yesterday, the stock market ended down when it looked like this was going to happen. I think there's a little bit of a waiting game to see how long this takes.
How many federal workers are there in this area who might be furloughed?
Well, in the New York, New Jersey area, there are about 106,000 workers, federal workers. And in New York City alone, there's just over 50,000 workers. But one of the questions is how many of those will actually be furloughed? How many are deemed essential? I swung by, for example, right near here, the passport office to see whether or not it would be open. And yes, the passport office is still open, yet there was a little bit of confusion talking to some people there. They were told to come in. They're not really sure what's happening. So at the same time, in that same federal building, there's also the Bureau of Labor Statistics that provides a lot of data about jobs reports, things like that. That has been heavily furloughed as well. So they're not showing up to work.
On the passports, we heard earlier from Susan Page of USA Today in D.C. that the State Department, which issues passports, has some pots of money that are not affected by the continuing resolution, the budget, so they can use that for a while. But their advice is if you want a passport, hurry, because that money is going to run out.
I think that's the big thing that we're seeing with a lot of these federal agencies is sometimes they have some pots of money. So the courts, for example, they have funds to keep them going for a while. But the question is, what happens if the shutdown goes on beyond 2 weeks? The SEC, for example, which regulates Wall Street, they have some funding. They furloughed a lot of their staff. But a lot of it is, at what point are they not able to continue? There's been contradictory reporting about the Veterans Affairs and whether or not they'll be able to provide some of the benefits to veterans. Some reporting saying that they're not going to be able to, and at the same time, the agency saying that they will. I think this is where it's very it builds up over time.
You said federal courts. The federal courts might shut down if
not
this goes on.
Not
for
necessarily
a while.
Shut down. Judges are considered essential, so they would have to keep working. It's just a matter of what services, what operations in the totality of the courts might be slowed down, might have some considerations for what's going to happen going forward.
Robert in Watchung, you're on WNYC. Hi, Robert.
Hi, yes. I'm calling. I just wanted to mention my son's a midshipman at the United States Merchant Marine Academy. He happens to be on a container ship right now, but I received mixed signals from emails and stuff from campus that classes will be canceled, although the health services and food will be provided for the kids if they wish to stay on campus.
Huh. Where is that academy?
It's in Great Neck, New York.
Oh, the Midshipman's Academy in Great Neck, New York. So Great Neck, New York. Like, I don't know where that is. On Long Island, right across the border from Little Neck.
I mean, I think that just that reaffirms what we've been hearing, a bit of this confusion that some things are open, some things are not. Some things are really clear. If tourism things are going to be shut down, if you want to go to the Smithsonian, if you want to watch my favorite, the Panda Cam, if you want to watch at the National Zoo, the baby panda that you've been able to watch, that's shut down. If you want to go to the Statue of Liberty, really things like that closed. It's a little more unclear when you start getting into some of these other services that are provided. Do they start winding down after a while?
Little Neck, Great Neck, Manhasset, Plan Dome, and Port Washington. Doug in Denville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Doug.
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
My son is training to become a glider pilot, and I called up the local FAA office in this would be in Saddlebrook, New Jersey, and unfortunately, somebody was there that was they were just collecting their things that they are shut down for the foreseeable future, and he has to get a student certificate before he can take his solo.
So that's a federal function. Is that the FAA?
That's correct, yes. It's called an FDSO, and it's out in Saddlebrook.
Doug, thank you for
the FAA.
Thank you for that. So we're already getting some indications from our callers, Charlie, that there are things that have not been in the news. There are, you know, little capillaries of the federal government that we might consider obscure that are, in fact, shutting down right now and affecting people.
I think that's so people will start to feel the effects, because they may not see, you know, unless you are a federal worker who is not working or not getting a paycheck, a lot of people may not actually see some of the closures that are happening. And then you have these very specific examples of the callers who've just called in, from Robert and from Doug, about things that they're noticing.
WNYC's Ilya Meretz earlier reported on the EPA employees in the region. It might not be obvious to everyone that only 36 out of the 861 EPA employees in the region are working. These are regional employees of the federal EPA covering the New York area. So here's one of their environmental engineers, Paul Sacker, who told Ilya Meretz about the possible consequences.
If we're not policing the environment, so to speak, you know, it's going to open the door for some bad actors to get away with stuff for a while if we're not watching.
Sharon in Hastings on Hudson, was that one of your colleagues? You work at EPA too?
I do, yes. As does my husband. We're both attorneys at EPA.
And what's happening with you, and what work is not getting done if you're being furloughed today?
Well, we just finished the end of our fiscal year where we have a lot of orders that we issued we won't be able to monitor. We have all the work that we normally do, just enforcing our environmental laws in this country, we will not be able to continue to do. And like Paul said, you know, people will take advantage, or they could take advantage.
Sharon, thank you very much. And here's another wife of an EPA lawyer, right, Sheila in Huntington?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I think I know Sharon, as a matter of fact.
Sharon, Sheila. Sheila, Sharon.
Yeah. Anyway, the same thing. I mean, all this important work that they've all been killing themselves to get done at the end of their year is now on hold. And the other thing that was interesting to me that I had not realized, and I should have, is that when the government shuts down like this, it's not just what happens directly after. My husband was telling me that in addition to all the, you know, bone-crunching work they had to do to wrap up their cases for the end of the fiscal year, they were in addition, you know, even up to yesterday, having to pull out for important meetings about how to handle the shutdown and what priorities they had to put in place and all the rest of it. So.
Right.
It's just a terrible mess.
It's a big distraction. Ilya's report included a mention of a particular negotiation, enforcement negotiation, that the regional EPA was going through with somebody.
And now it's delayed.
And now it's delayed. And this person kind of put off settling, according to Ilya's source, because they knew this might be coming. So now they don't have to clean up the thing they were going to have to clean up.
You know, there's costs incurred to shut the government down. There will be costs incurred to start the government back up again. I mean, these all go into why this can be so detrimental to the overall functioning of the government. And it will take a hit. It may be small. It may not be huge if the shutdown doesn't last a long time. But the economy will get hit. And I'd point out the one thing that I think from a pure financial economic perspective that's interesting is it is not expected that the government will release the monthly jobs report this Friday as it was expected to do. And this is something that investors and Wall Street have really been paying attention to because it's what the Federal Reserve has been paying attention to. And if that report doesn't come out Friday, then that's, again, it's a couple days from now. We're not feeling it. But then once that day hits, you're thinking, wait, I don't have that piece of information. I can't trade as well as I'd like to, so maybe I stop trading as much. So these are things that just, again, start to build up.
That's that jobs report that everybody reports on that comes out the first Friday of every month for the prior month, right?
Exactly.
Always in the news, and you just described some of the things to which that actually matters in the short term. To reassure some of you, you'll get your Social Security payments. Your Medicare still works. Medicaid. You will get your unemployment benefits. If you're on food stamps, you can still get those. National parks and museums are shut down, which in this area includes the Statue of Liberty and the National Museum of the American Indian, as well as the Gateway National Recreation Area, which includes Jacob Riis, Jamaica Bay, Sandy Hook. So those are some of the things you can't do today. Ellis Island and the Cooper Hewitt.
Cooper Hewitt, yep.
And already closed. Charlie, how about ripple effects into the private economy? We're talking about all these government functions, but, you know, you report on business and economics in general. Do you see a ripple effect?
I think you would start to see it over time, not right away. It all goes to how long the shutdown lasts. Because if you don't have the employees, you know, let's say it's about 800,000 federal workers is the estimate who will be furloughed. They're not receiving their incomes. They stop spending money. They're maybe not able to make some of the payments that they have for student debts or mortgage loans. That actually can start seeing a slowdown in actual spending. So you may have local businesses around a federal building that they're not seeing as many workers. So their sales start to drop. So again, if it's a day or two, you might make it up. But if it starts lasting over a long period of time, it's not like you can, if the government starts back up 2 weeks from now, you can sell more pizzas to make up for the 2 weeks that you didn't. So you as a small business owner can begin to get affected.
Linda in Manhattan, you've been trying to call a congressman?
Yes. I just about 20 minutes ago, I tried calling Senator Gillibrand's office to make a comment on an issue of importance to me, and both her New York and Washington offices had recordings that there was nobody there to take the calls because of the government shutdown.
Uh-huh. So that's emblematic in and of itself. If you want to protest this whole thing to your member of Congress,
you can't find someone.
You can't find somebody to answer the phone in their offices, which I guess, you know, tells us that some of the effects are not readily apparent because not a lot of people are calling their Congress members, and yet they're cumulative, they're subtle, they make it look like people aren't doing anything. And this is just the first morning. So Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for WNYC, thanks for filling us in.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Talk to you tomorrow.